supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, if you want to reach out to a friend or a family member with whom you had a falling out during the pandemic, what do you have to think about before you make that step?
The pandemic changed everything, and it changed some relationships for the better and many, many for the worse. What we have to do is think about, is that relationship important to you? Are you willing to do the work to try to repair it? If you're angry at that person, are you willing, able, to forgive? So you've got to be devoted enough to this friendship so that you're willing to meet him or her and open up completely, take a risk, be vulnerable, see what happens.
Let's say the relationship merely drifted apart, sort of a ghosting type thing. Where do you start?
You start with your own emotions, Mike. You've got to think about and feel into what this relationship means to you, what it meant to you. Are you willing to take a risk to repair it? Or is it not worth the risk? You got to think about where this person fits in your life and where you'd like them to. We have to come in with an attitude of forgiveness. What we went through is really insane when you think about it. So you have to come in to a relationship you're trying to repair. Understand the big context. Everybody was affected profoundly, some of us. So your friend was also affected. So he or she ghosted you. Ask her, why? Why did you do that? Do you want to have a relationship? And ask why, coming from compassion, from your own hurt and confusion. And if that's the beginning, if that's the opening sentence, you are important to me. Not being in contact with you hurt me, and I want to understand what happened.
What if there is real anger about something that happened, whether it's, you know, the friend didn't want to get vaccinated but then wanted to come over, or you didn't get invited to a wedding because they were trying to keep the guest list small and you felt like, well, I should have been there. What if there is like true anger that you still feel after all this time?
In many intimate relationships, we use anger as self-protection so that we won't get hurt again. I hate to break this news. It doesn't work. You're still in pain. And now you've got anger on top of it all. You know, we could label all the things we're angry about. That part is easy. But what we don't understand more often than not is our feeling about the issue. Do yourself a favor and take a look inside. See what all the emotions are that you're feeling. And then I would invite you to have the courage, and it really does take courage, to meet that person.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.